We'll now take up House Bill 1200, and Vice Chairman Representative Hennies will take this bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Bear with me a little bit here, if you would, Representative Broderick. We're looking for proponents of the bill that will require certain format standards for real estate documents filed with the Register of Deeds. Representative Broderick.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, and members of the Local Government Committee. I am impressed. This is the only committee that I have had the pleasure of testifying before that I recognize everybody here and know their names.
I'm impressed, too.
That I can see, or what? Where'd you get the signs?
Representative Broderick, could we go ahead and move on House Bill 1200, please?
Sorry, Chairman Hennies, I'll continue. House Bill 1200 is brought on behalf of the South Dakota Property Industry Task Force. And it's an attempt and a reasonable attempt to have more standardized and uniform mortgage filings, which will make the work at the Register of Deeds office, I feel, much easier. Members of the task force included the South Dakota Bankers Association, the South Dakota Realtors, the South Dakota Association of County Officials, the Office of Secretary of State, the Bureau of Information and Technology, and then abstract and title companies. And the task force in their meeting identified the lack of real estate document standards as their first area of concern, and that's why the bill is here. In reading over the bill, I see it is a very narrow standardized mandate, and the industry recognizes that. I brought along, just as a piece of information, a mortgage from a bank in Blount, which Tom Adam, who is a lobbyist for the Bankers Association, had prepared. And if this bill went into law today, this would not meet the standards that are listed in the bill. That is something I feel will need to be addressed not only by the banking industry, but also by other industries as well. I had another lobbyist mention to me that if this bill went into effect, their company would have some trouble meeting the standards. I'll let those people comment on it if they care to. But this is the start of standardization of mortgage forms, and I think it's something that that we're going to see on a national level, and I'll stand by to accept any questions.
Thank you, Representative Broderick. We'll hold the questions until later, if that's all right.
Thank you.
Committee. Are there any more proponents?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Rich Satgast. I'm the registered lobbyist for Association of County Officials. This legislation kind of gets its history and stems out of legislation that was passed last year when the governor signed the Uniform Electronics Transaction Act, which was basically based off of the National Standards for Electronic Transactions. Out of that, Chad Hansen, the president of Homestead Title Insurance Company, contacted these different groups and said, maybe we should get together and look at what the UDA does for South Dakota and how we can use that in South Dakota. And so the group got together and started looking at ways that South Dakota can use the Electronics Transaction Act. And as we moved along, our sights got set lower and lower because South Dakota did not have standards for, as far as documents are concerned, with recording on the county level. And that would probably be the first place we needed to start. In July of this last year, I was in North Carolina and attended the National Property Records Industry Task Force, where they have set down some of the guidelines that they would like the states to enact prior to going ahead and moving into the broader spectrum of UTA. And if I may, Mr. Chair, if I could pass out a couple just documents for reading.
Give them to the page there, if you would, and she'll take care of it.
One document is the what is called the record, which is a newsletter that goes out to the real estate industry, dealing with recording and other areas in real estate transactions. And in that, they had an article that dealt with what Kentucky was doing and some of the problems that Kentucky has encountered when they were putting together standards for documents. The record has put out other articles that deal with things that states need to look at when enacting document standards. The other newsletter that's coming out is from the National Property Records Industry Task Force. They contacted me after finding out that this South Dakota Property Records Industry Task Force was looking at possible legislation, and we were basing our legislation off of the work that they had done nationally. And that's where we come to House Bill 1200. House Bill 1200 is actually based off of the national standards and is modeled almost word for word from Minnesota statute in property records formats. The reason why we wanted to go towards standardized forms in South Dakota is that when you are recording these documents and microfilming them, if you don't have some type of limits on what can be recorded, duplication of those documents becomes difficult. From the abstractor standpoint, when they're searching documents, they wanted some specifics on where certain things would be located so that when they are doing title searches, they know where to look. And that's where in House Bill 1200, it states that a portion of the document will be used for the Register of Deeds to record their information. And also a portion of the document will contain a title so that when you look at it, first off, you know what you're looking at. With that, I guess I would entertain any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Sadgast. We'll hold the questions yet. Are there any more proponents for House Bill 1200?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jason Harris again. This time I wear the badge of Dakota Homestead, and I'm also the registered lobbyist for the task force that was put together for this bill. I don't have a whole lot to add other than I know that there's been some concerns by bankers and also another industry that files a lot of easements. And I want to point out that the complaints have been they've been using 8.5 by 14, and this bill allows that to be done until July 1 of 2004, at which time you need to go down to 8.5 by 11, and so it gives them 3 years to get their forms in line. The other thing is if they want to keep doing it at 8.5 by 14, they can still do that under this bill. They just got to pay $10 more. And so I believe that this bill is a step in the right direction of standardizing it, of standardizing the forms, and it will also make it easier for the public because these forms will be put in a computer-based system and it will be easier to get copies of these forms in the future. So with that, if you have any questions, I'd be willing to answer the questions.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Are there any more proponents for House Bill 1200? Any opponents for House Bill 1200? Seeing none, we'll close to questions from the committee. Representative Marshall.
I just have one, and that's by the model that you shared with us, it must be in Kentucky. They utilized a different way to implement this as opposed to a state law. They utilized rules, promulgated rules through an existing state department.
To whom would you address that question?
Oh, good point. I'm really not sure.
Mr. Sackett, could you answer that?
Since I've started half of it, so to whomever thinks they can answer it, I'm just wondering. The rationale for doing it in state law as opposed to using the model that you shared with us.
Representative Marshall, I think that there's two answers that can possibly answer, or two points that can probably answer your question. Number one, I don't know if there is a state agency that could promulgate such rules. If you looked at the Real Estate Commission, they have often put certain things that deal with real estate documents into statute. And if you take a look back in, I believe it was 1993, when the realtors came in with disclosure statements, I think possibly the question was asked back then, you know, why can't we promulgate this in rule? And part of it was, well, their feeling, I think, was that it needed to be in statute. The other part of it is, if it's in statute, it's readily available over the Internet for, if there, you know, I guess if there are companies that will be filing or recording documents in South Dakota, it's a little bit more readily available through the statutes than it would be in promulgated by rules.
All right, any other questions from anybody on the committee? If not, we'll close to questions and look for a motion of any sort.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hunhoff.
This isn't a question. I guess I have to follow up with what Representative Marshall said. You know, here we're putting in state statute the size of documents and that. I have a real difficult time in having to flip up a law to say this is the size that this has to be. And I, you know, I can appreciate the comments that were made that there's not a commission, but yet I think with all these commissions out there that somebody should be able to deal with this. I just get into the point where, is this our role to set the size of paper and what, you know, people use? Just a question for thought.
Thank you. Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, we did just exactly this just the other day with plats. It's simply a matter of standardizing things. And I don't see, I have a problem with it. I don't know why anybody else wouldn't, really.
I appreciate that. Is there a motion of any sort?
I would move due pass.
A motion to due pass by Representative Hargens. Is there a second? Second by Representative Roden. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all in favor will say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Hargens?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
No.
Bolchek?
No.
Yes?
No.
Marshall?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Sigstad?
Aye.
Slaughter?
Aye.
Eddie?
Aye.
Donovan?
Aye.
I have 9-3. Thank you. And that passes with a vote of 9-3.
Thank you, committee.
Thank you for wrapping it up.